Peg, I've looked at the plans for the or proposed plans for a visitor center to be built in Hopkinsville, and I'd like you to touch upon what began the planning for a new visitor center or a visitor center at all in Hopkinsville.
Okay, first I want to thank you for letting us talk about that opportunity for our community. And first, we have the great Trail of Tears Commemorative Park property out there that has plenty of space, and it is such a great location because you can see it from Pinerol Parkway, which of course is on that hopeful I-69 corridor, and it's also on another major transportation route, which is Highway 41, and it is on the Trail of Tears, so you got a lot of transportation opportunity there. And for a long time, there's been a lot of discussion about Hopkinsville having a visitors/welcome center. So when people come to our community, we have a central place to be able to tell them about all the great things in this region and then how to direct them to those places with easy access, easy parking, and easy transportation back onto their route and the highway that they exited, they can get back on. And that place, of course, is out at Trail of Tears Commemorative Park, and there's a great place out there to put a new welcome visitor center. A couple of years ago, the city gave some money to the CDS to help design a feasibility study and a possible building to go out there so we could take a look at the property, what would look great on it, what would utilize that need, fulfill that need, and then what we could afford to do. So that work had all been done, and then we began to think, well, you know, how are we going to staff it? How will that work? Well, the HCCCVB, which is the Hopkinsville Christian County Convention and Visitors Bureau, of course, would be a natural fit in a visitor's center in that type of facility because they are the voice to the visitor in the region. So the CVB could be in that facility, and the CVB, with their current rent structure and the transient room tax that they collect, that money could be utilized to make the payment and to pay for that new facility, which is completely within the restricted fund use of the statutes for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Too many letters here. That work has gone on. There's been a pro forma done by the CVB, and the work's been done to make sure that it's affordable, and it is. Well, you know, when you think about several things for Hopkinsville, like what all we have in just our downtown area, all of the museums, the Pennyroyal, the Circus Museum, the Woody Winfrey Transportation Museum, there are just so many things in downtown Hopkinsville that the average visitor has some difficulty getting to. Also in Christian County, you know, we have Christian Way Farms, we have the Cerulean Dive Center. We have a number of other visitor activities that are hard to get that word out because we don't have a central location for a visitor center where we can direct those people. So the plans have been drawn. We've been doing the work on it. This place would also utilize a nice outdoor area where people could have meetings, could have meetings with meals. This new visitor center would have an area that would have a screen where we could have movies of all the different attractions in the area, all the different events like the Tobacco Wars and the Night Riders and all of those things. Edgar Casey is a greatly underutilized tourism attraction in our community. So all of those things, we could centralize those at a new visitor center. Plus, and this everybody laughs at this, but this is the truth, and you know this, there's no place to get off and use the restroom between Beaver Dam and here. Well, this would be the first stop, and that would be big for any traveler. So we're looking really forward to it. It will also open up Trail of Tears Commemorative Park to be expanded, to be better utilized. Of course, the powwow is out there, always the first weekend after Labor Day. It's just it's a great natural place to put one. Plus, I haven't mentioned yet, but the economic benefit to our community, to have people stop in our community, possibly spend the night, at least stop, buy some fuel, buy some food, some souvenirs, see a place or two, that economic impact is huge. It would mean new jobs, it would mean new dollars in the community, and it would mean that visitors would return as well. So we're just really, really looking forward to this, and hopefully by this time next year, it'll be there.
Peg, will it be separate from the present facilities at the commemorative park?
there's a new, what we call the new entrance to the park now, Kate, and it would be right as you enter the park at the new entrance, it would be to the left, right on the face of the park on Highway 41. The existing Heritage Center, the cabin, would be restored to a static display to be able to accurately portray how the Cherokee really lived as a civilized nation before the forced removal of 1838-1839. So it would garner a better visitor experience where a visitor could actually see how they lived. And then, of course, we have the graves of Chief Whitepath and Fly Smith there. They can learn about those two individuals. And, of course, the grave of Chief Whitepath is only known grave of a Cherokee chief in the entire removal process. So it is really a special historic Native American place right here in Hopkinsville. So we feel like it's park expansion, give better educational opportunities and better visitor experience. Plus, the Trail of Tears Commemorative Park is the only park in the state of Kentucky that has a stamp for visitors who are using their national park passports, the only place in Kentucky that they can get a stamp. Well, if we have a visitor center, it makes it much easier because now it's a little difficult sometimes if you have that passport to get it stamped with the Trail of Tears Commemorative Park stamp.
Peg, does the community of Hopkinsville embrace the powwow that happens every September?
The community embraces it fully, and it is always awesome. This will be the 27th powwow. It is a great celebration, of course, of Native American life, and also it brings together community and friends. And having had it for 27 years, there are a lot of folks who've been around for a while doing it, and they come back to Hopkinsville and stay even longer than they did in the beginning and have a big celebration of reunion. And, of course, it's an educational opportunity. It does fulfill requirements for elementary school kids to get their Native American and Kentucky history in, and we provide that activity with some of our staff coming in a few days early and being able to go to the local school systems and give Native American experience to the kids that count towards that educational requirement.
The visitor center near the site of the powwow, which has really been upgraded over the years, would accelerate that upgrading of the experience of the powwow itself.
It would. It would give us a centralized place. And you've been to the powwow a lot, and you know that we're a little bit fractured. We have a building now, but it would help that a lot. We have plans on how we can expand the parking because the new visitor center, welcome center, would take up some of the existing parking that we use for powwow, but there's a lot of property out there that's not used. Another thing that's looming on the horizon, Kate, is the eclipse in 2017. I'm sure you're aware of that. On August the 21st, 2017, around 1:30 in the afternoon, a new visitor center would help have a centralized hub for that event. It'll be huge. There can be thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors here for that eclipse event, and that would give us one place where we could manage what needs to be managed for the community and for our visitors right there at that welcome center.
It's hard to believe that tens of thousands of people might come to Hopkinsville to see that eclipse, but I hope to see it myself.
The park will be in the eclipse path. It won't be at the pinnacle, but everything in this area is pretty close. And I can tell you that our local hoteliers have already taken about all the reservations for that event that they'll take for now. It's amazing. Nashville hotels are booking people, and it could be much larger than I think any of us really imagine.
Well, Peg, I'm grateful for your time this afternoon. Thank you for bringing us up to date on the proposed visitor center for Hopkinsville, and we'll keep in touch about it.
Thank you. We appreciate it and appreciate everything WKMS does for our community.